This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actor Sebastian Arcelus is part of the ensemble cast of the CBS drama Madam Secretary. He plays Jay Whitman.
He is her senior policy advisor. Results-oriented, forward-thinking, constantly sort of pushing the envelope, bombastic guy. I've really enjoyed sort of carving out, you know, who he can be with the writers over the course of this first season. He and Tay Leonis, of course, Elizabeth McCord, are often sort of at odds with each other, but only because they kind of think the same way. They have different approaches, but they're both a little bit of mavericks in a way. She certainly thinks outside the box. Like, I'll put it this way, actually. I think at one point President Dalton says, you know, I'm picking you not because, you know, you think outside the box. It's because you don't even know there is a box. I would say that Jay Whitman alternately knows the box inside and out. So he's purely political and oftentimes needs to be sort of schooled by his boss, Secretary McCord, on how to look things in a more human way. Madam Secretary is teaching Jay to actually round out his career, to actually be comfortable where you are so that you can actually make a difference, as opposed to constantly thinking about the grass is always greener or there's a step ahead. And I think that Jay loves his job. You know, I do. I do believe that he loves working in the State Department and affecting policy. But sometimes he's just too results-oriented. So it's really interesting to play that balance. Especially for me, I was a poli-sci major in college. So I studied U.S. involvement in Latin America in the 20th century. So to get to work on shows like Madam Secretary and House of Cards for Netflix has been a real blessing. And I think the fact that they're both politically themed for me, it's in my wheelhouse. It's what I love.
And here you thought your college education wouldn't come in handy.
Yeah, my folks certainly are happy to see that that the efforts I spent at college are certainly being used a bit anyway.
We're talking with Sebastian Arcelus, who plays Jay Whitman on Madam Secretary, but you mentioned House of Cards. Tell us about your role there. You were a journalist, Lucas, right?
That's right, yeah. Lucas Goodwin, he was the senior editor at the Washington Herald, working under Boris MacGyver's character, Tom Hammerschmidt. And he is Kate Mara's boss and eventual love interest. That was really, it was really a dream role for me on so many levels. All the President's Men is one of my favorite books and movies, of course. And so when I walked onto that set for the first time at the Washington Herald, I nearly fainted. And then we were a part of something new. We have been a part of this new approach to TV viewing, allowing the viewer to have the power of how to consume their own content. And so anytime you're part of something new that happens to be that well written, that well produced, working with this remarkable team of actors and crew and creators, it's a dream come true. And the fact that in a show of, you know, a central anti-hero, of course, and the number of fairly shady characters, I enjoyed the fact that Lucas, while making some poor decisions along the way, you could say, does at least try to live by a certain, you know, ethos, a code of conduct, I should say.
One more question. My take on Taya Leone, I didn't know her from Adam. I mean, I knew the name, but I had never really seen any of her work. But she on this show, to me, is the linchpin of, obviously, it's named Madam Secretary, but she is so good on the show. What do you take from working with her?
You know, I take so much. I agree with you. I think she's a remarkable actress, and she's an even more remarkable woman. You know, this is a person who could really have anything, and she's raised wonderful children and had a remarkable acting career at the same time, and that authenticity, I think, is what she brings to the role of Elizabeth McCord. On the one hand, you know, she is a major player on the world stage and affecting immediate and long-lasting change, almost a superwoman of sorts. And then at the same time, she's utterly relatable, so cool, so calm and collected. You know, and she just goes home to her family, which is the most important thing in her life. And I think we can all sort of relate to that. We want to do the best we can in our jobs, especially, or, you know, even if they are jobs of great import. And yet, at the end of the day, we want to have a healthy, happy family life. That is not without trials and tribulations, of course. That's part of life. But I can certainly get that. Having just my wife and I brought a 12-week-old little girl into the world, Taya is a model of what kind of a parent and person I want to be in that little girl's life.
With this new little baby, I have three of my own, and I have three and four grandchild on the way. Happy Father's Day, your first one. Your life will never be the same, and happy Mother's Day to your wife.
Oh, thank you so very much. Right back at you. Congratulations on everything. And you're right. This May and June will certainly have a different color to them with knowing that we're now proud parents. She's very precious. We're very blessed.
All the best, Sebastian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
With Sebastian Arcelus of Madam Secretary, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. After lying on the stand about several extramarital affairs, President Bill Clinton was found guilty of obstruction of justice, perjury, and witness tampering. And in 1998, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States. So if he was impeached, why did Clinton serve out his full term? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
Order in the court.
5 weeks after being impeached, the Senate acquitted the president on both articles of impeachment. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Swapping out the old Dino Juice oil provides a warm feeling of satisfaction. Learning how to change oil is a great way to enter the world of wrenching on your bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A typical oil change involves taking your bike for a long ride, letting it sit for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, split a big cardboard box to catch the drops, place the plastic catch pan, pull the drain plug, get the oil out, paint a little plumber's white out on the threads, and replace. Before you swap out the filter, rub a little of the old oil onto the replacement filter gasket. Hand tighten securely. Pour in new oil, restart, and be amazed at how great the bike runs. Do-it-yourself oil change is a great way to begin wrenching on your own bike.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. Two wheels.